Author Louis Hémon wrote French-Canadian novel, Maria Chapdelaine. Posthumously it became a classic. There has been an ongoing infatuation of the novel. Few Quebec books have 150 different editions and have been translated to more than 20 languages, inspired 3 film adaptations and a play. The story sold millions of copies at a time when book publishing and marketing had not yet developed. It has been described in French literary circles as a kind of masterpiece, both in form and in terms of accuracy and truth of observation. Matawa artist and raconteur, Clermont Duval, illustrated the modern version of the story, with more than 300 pen and ink sketches. These had a huge influence to the storyboard of the 1983 movie version of the novel. Both the novel's author and the artist and storyteller have roots in the same environment that influenced storyline and canvas. The latter became inspired by the lifestyle and happenstance portrayed in the novel and in his own life. Classic novel Maria Chapdelaine is the quintessential prose, describing the rugged, rural lifestyle of early French-Canadian farmers. It created much controversy and has been one of the most widely read books written on French Canada. It is based on Hémon's experiences as a hired hand in the Saguenay region. Clermont Duval grew up in a similar environment in rural Quebec. Hémon was born in Brest, France, a member of a distinguished family. After his studies of law and Oriental languages at the Sorbonne, adventure brought him to Canada, settling initially in Montreal. Hémon wrote Maria Chapdelaine during his time working at a farm in the Lac Saint-Jean region. He became immersed in what he saw and felt. Clermont was born in the town of Saint-Eleuthère, in Kamouraska, Quebec, rural farming country, and had 14 siblings. 4 generations of woodsmen lived off the land. In the early 60s, his family followed the pines to the Matawa area, but he broke the family mold. His passion for drawing developed at a very young age. So young, he said, I don't remember being without a pencil and paper. He has always created worlds and objects that he couldn't access, always making them available in 2 dimensions. On August 25, 1973, Clermont averted tragedy. He was involved in a very serious boating accident in which his private boat blew up and he suffered burns to more than 50% of his body. This accident could have taken away all hopes of becoming an artist. I promised myself that if I regained the use of my hands, I would spend the rest of my life as a full-time artist, he said. His hands healed and he kept his promise. On August 25, 1994, the same date of his accident, saw the opening of the artist's gallery. His first love in art was writing and illustrating graphic novels. In 1975, he published his first book titled La Guerre et Coup de Poings. In 1978 he wrote and illustrated his 6th story, L'Armée Humaine. It was because of this the opportunity arose to write and portray as a graphic novel, the story of Maria Chapdelaine, Louis Hémon's heroine. The original collection of Clermont's drawings is in the Louis Hémon Museum in Parabanca, Quebec. How did he sketch all the characters' clothing and all the chattels, stoves, cupboards, etc., in the cabin? A 1914 Eaton's catalogue provided the models. The storyline Church and farm provide a physical and symbolic setting for the romance, as the seasons and feast days provide a way of life backdrop. Following the death of her mother and that of her lover François Paradis, Maria must then choose between 2 suitors, Lorenzo Surprenant, who tempts her with the riches of America, and Eutrope Gagnon, the boy next door. She unselfishly accepts Gagnon, thereby ensuring the survival of family and community and affirming the traditional values of rural French Canada. The novel inspired Clermont because he could relate to the familiar lifestyle portrayed. There was so much religion in our lives, as is presented in the novel, said Clermont. Maria, as a woman of that time, said little and was influenced by her father and the parish priest. Our lives revolved around living off the land and being obedient as directed by the church and family. The little pioneer village in the novel was much like where my father was raised. He also said, Hémon, as an outsider, was very astute and sensitive to the ethos of the province and identified the very underpinnings of the sovereignty movement. Maria muses, after her decision to stay with her third suitor. Hear all the things that we have brought with us, our beliefs, our language, our strengths and even our failings have become sacred and untouchable and will last forever. The most recent film was by Giles Carl, 1983. The choice of film's actors and character portrayal were influenced by Claremont's images. Claremont recommends W. H. Blake's translation of the novel, 1921, as the preferred English version. In 1988, Claremont began his Children and Wildlife series, which combines both writing and painting. In this medium, the artist truly discovered himself. The work of the Admirable Violent was the first painting to be reproduced as a limited edition print. For this print, not only would each piece be numbered and signed, but each one would be fingerprinted and would include a storyline. He was the first artist to mark his reproductions with his fingerprints. Now, many artists in Canada and the US have followed his lead. Claremont's work is internationally recognized, with galleries in the US, France and Germany showing many of his limited editions. The settings for many of Claremont's landscapes are within the Ottawa and Mattawa River valleys, never far away from town and his camp on Lake Talon. On July 8, 1913, Hemon was struck and killed by a train near Chapleau. Hemon was traveling west, to take part in the harvest and was in search of material for future books. His habit was to hop freight trains or walk along the railway right-of-way. There remains some doubt about this tragic death. To some, Hemon's death had the appearance of a suicide. He never saw the widespread publication of his landmark novel. Since his death, Maria Chapdelaine has been translated into more than 20 languages in 23 countries. Louis Hemon remains an important writer who made Quebec known, first in France and then throughout the French-speaking world. As an author, he profoundly influenced the imagination of Quebec. Claremont has released a French and English version of Maria Chapdelaine as a graphic novel. Chapleau and Mattawa. You can visit the Louis Hemon Marble Memorial, erected by a literary society, many years after the author's untimely death. It remains uncertain if he is buried there. The historic marker can still be seen in the old Roman Catholic cemetery at the corner of Gray and Birch Streets in Chapleau. Claremont has visited the memorial and previously attended the literary festival last commemorating the 100th anniversary of the author's passing and the first publication of Maria Chapdelaine. For the Louis Hemon Museum, click here. There is also a Ontario Heritage Trust in Centennial Park, opposite the CPR railway station. In 1937, Louis Hemon's sister visited Chapleau to attend the dedication of the Louis Hemon Memorial at the station. This summer you can visit the Claremont Duval Art Gallery in Mattawa on Main Street or online. The natural Canadian flag and the little red canoes are personal favorites and ask him to show you his magic paintings. We should appreciate his artwork. It speaks of the pluralistic nature of Canada found on the back roads.